for smoking in here. Hey, I don't care about my mama, don't I want to smoke my reefer anyhow. Mama don't allow no reefer smoking in here. Guitar players at all. Now, mama don't allow no girl guitar players at all. Hey, I don't care what mama don't allow. We ain't gonna allow this girl guitar player in here anymore. Mama don't allow.
At the beginning of the show tonight, we did say we were going to be teaching folks a little bit about Webb Pierce, and we have played some Webb Pierce, but it looks like we're also doing a bit of a J.J. Cale retrospective.
You know, I'm thinking about it. The Webb Pierce is going to come. We're going to play a few more things at the end of the show, but I'm going to do a whole show actually coming up. I think I'm going to do it over Labor Day and just do a full hour of solid history and all kind of stuff. So you guys are really into this stuff here. That'll be a good one to tune into.
We'll
I'll definitely play a bunch of stuff because I've got some good things.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about this J.J. Cale. That was a live one. And before that, we had a really nicely produced track from the album Really.
Yeah, Really came out in 1972, and J.J. Cale had a string of probably 70 was his first one to 75, just a string of solid records that all have this really nice Tulsa groove, kind of a jazzy, soul-y, and I don't know, it's unique. It's very much his style. You hear it immediately. And Eric Clapton picked up on, you know, some of the early songs, like After Midnight. Leonard Skinner did, and they call me The Breeze.
That's a J.J. Cale as well?
That's a J.J. Cale, and, you know, also that song about cocaine that everybody likes.
And you said he's still as strong as ever at 62.
Yeah, he was a killer guitar player. He's got his wife in the band, and just playing loose. And this live disc I just played came out this year, and it's actually not a bootleg. It's an actual real live disc called J.J. Cale Live, and that was Mama Don't Allow, which I've heard Loki play sometimes.
Everyone's got to have a version of that. Mama Don't Allow, no reefer smoking or banjo playing or nose picking, whatever it is
ukuleles,
Mama Don't Allow, you're going to do it any old house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dangerous and trouble right there.
You know, I want to play you one more of these J.J. Killers.
We can do that from that album, really, right?
Yeah.
Because everything that is on that record has a certain unmistakable sound, and I was trying to find, is it funky? No, it's not funky. And then it hit me, it's groovy. This is actually, to bring back one of those old words that has been misappropriated, groovy. This is actually groovy music.
It's groovy. It's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the one thing about it is it's got a little bit of Western. It's also got this down-home kind of Kansas City jazz. And it's about the groove. Like, the playing is usually late at night. You got that feel and some really interesting miking on the vocals. So we're going to play you one here. It's one of my favorites. It's pretty obscure. It's called Everything Will Be All Right. But I hope you like it. J.J. Cale.
Same old hassle every night. All we do is fuss and fight. Ain't no use in talking now. Might as well start walking now. Walking out into the night. You get your gun, I get mine. We can do it just one time. If we live no longer, it won't get no stronger. Then we'll know who's really right.
Shaking my bed.
Honky-tonk, all night long. Honky-tonk, same old song. Honky-tonk, my money's all gone. Honky-tonk, she done me wrong.
I turn and I toss and I couldn't go to sleep, 'cause the band kept a-playing with a honky-tonk beat.
She took all my money and left me all alone. I'm trying to forget her, but I don't know what to do. The honky-tonk song keeps a-leaking through. I picked up my pillow and I covered up my head, but the band keeps a-playing and a-shaking my bed.
Honky-tonk, all night long. Honky-tonk, same old song. Honky-tonk, my money's all gone. Honky-tonk, she done.
a playing with a honky tonk beat.
Oh, yeah. We went from groovy to rocking.
Yeah, it's all groovy. That was Webb Pierce. He had a hit with this. You know, a number of people had a hit with this song, Honky Tonk. But something about this show, I have a feeling. You know, guys have been listening to this. We do play some honky tonk music once in a while.
From sandwiched time to time, it does happen. Yes,
sandwiched between the educational journeys and forays of Uncle Jeff and Loki. And that was what we were hearing there, was a nice version of Webb Pierce's Honky Tonk. And we're going to get into another one here, just because I said I would play a few of these. And it's You're Not Mine Anymore. So let's just get to it.
Say you've changed your mind. Now I know you say we're through, but I'm still in love with you, and it's my fault that you're not mine anymore. If you don't ever change your mind to take me back again, I hope you meet someone that's true and fall in love with him. Since the day you say we're through, I'm even more in love with you, and it's my fault that you're not mine anymore. Say you've changed your mind. Now I know you say we're through, but I'm still in love with you, and it's my fault that you're not mine anymore. If you don't ever change your mind to take me back again, I hope you meet someone that's true and fall in love with him. Since the day you say we're through, I'm even more in love with you, and it's my fault that you're not mine anymore.
Webb Pierce, folks, right here on Route 78 West. And right now, special dedication going out to all those hard-working firemen and women who are saving us these days.
I'm going to tell you a story about a neighbor of mine. He was a firefighter. He used to go to work before daylight and come home after dark. And sometimes when we'd talk, he might say, "Boy, this has been a long day." And I'd tease him, "Well, you ought to get a good job." But he'd just smile and say, "It's in my blood, buddy. You just don't understand. I'm a firefighter." I just thought he was a guy with an easy job, sitting playing dominoes. That he was too lazy to get a job with shorter hours and more money. Then this morning, there was a big fire and explosion in the plant where I work. Me and my buddy was pinned down, and some of the others were trapped there in that hell. As the flames grew larger, we just knew our time had come. Then someone pulled me loose and said, "Take it easy, neighbor, we got you." About then I passed out. Then the ambulance came and took me to the hospital. They dressed my wounds and burns and put me in a hall to wait. As another ambulance came in, there was my neighbor, the firefighter. Asked his teammate what had happened. He said, "The firefighter, after he got me out, was trying to get my buddy, and there was another explosion." The emergency room door swung open, and they brought out my neighbor, the firefighter, under a white sheet. The doc looked at his buddy and and just shook his head and said, "I'm sorry, son." I just stood there and stared with tears running down my cheeks. I knew that now I understand what he meant when he said, "It's in my blood, buddy. You just don't understand. I'm a firefighter." Trains don't run forever. Fire goes out sometime. Gotta tell you, babe, we've come to the end of the line. Pages of yesterday fill this book of mine. Gotta tell you, baby, it is the end of the line. I can't remember those good old days. They are from a different time. I gotta tell you, baby, we come to the end of the line.
I feel like there should be a bunch of Latin women wearing black veils mourning the death of some cowboy or gaucho. What's going on with the music right now?
I don't know. We reached the end of the line here.
That was another J.J. Cale here on Route 78 West. I'm telling you, this is just a phenomenal artist, and I'm glad to hear he's still on the circuit making the rounds.
Yeah, it was a real treat for me. I kind of like seeing stuff. You know it's going to be good, but you don't know it's going to be that good.
Mm-hmm. So now, usually when we play this kind of stuff in the background here, this Ennio Morricone Spaghetti Western sounds, it's because we have a Spaghetti Western track to play. We've been a little lazy on that in the last couple of weeks. Are we going to be lazy
again?
Who's
we, white man? Yeah, actually, it's me, and I haven't been lazy, but I'm on a like surf binge, and I have no explanation because summer's over and I haven't been surfing.
In case you're tuning in for the first time, this is Route 78 West. We do play Spaghetti Western soundtracks generally, and usually after Spaghetti Western, Jeff with his warped, he's a warped audiophile here. He generally likes to connect it to a surf track because the guitar styles are very similar in those two styles of music. So I guess we're just going to go ahead and do a surf without the Ennio Morricone.
And that's because this disc I got in the mail, courtesy of eBay, called Get Aboard, 16 Hertz Surf and Hot Rod Hoedowns, includes 14 extra hits from Whale on the Beach. And there were a couple discoveries here for me, and this is why you buy this stuff. Never heard of this band at all, and didn't know if it would be any good, but this is one of the coolest surf tracks I have heard in at least a week. This is the Toads doing Morpheus, and I think he's talking about the guy in The Matrix or something.
Well, let's hop into it.
Let's see what happens here.
Thank you.
And then every once in a while here on Route 78 West, after we do a surf set, we kind of go a little weird and we throw some electronic music at you. In particular, I like that. It has kind of a bossa nova effect to it. Would you care to go ahead and tell us what artist that was, Jeff?
Oh, that's Multicast doing Bahian Coastal Highway. It's a new one, and it's about Brazil, I think. It feels like driving on this parched plain, and it kind of feels like Colorado today, actually. It is unbelievably hot out there today.
For sure. Now, I know that you generally hate it when I give away secrets, so I won't say anything about Multicast other than that I think one of the guys in the band Multicast does a honky-tonk radio show on Radio 1190 on Sundays from 5 to 7.
Huh, that's interesting.
That's, nice work, Uncle Jeff. I like that one a lot.
All right, this is a test thing here.
So who did we have before before Multicast?
Oh, good question. I actually played another surf. Yeah, I played one of my favorite early ones, and that's the Sentinels doing Latin surf. And, of course, that did have a Latin feel, and that's how that whole thing tied together in that little segue there.
I like that.
And I'm going to go keep soft here for a second, and then we're going to ramp her back up. We got some Johnny Cash and a couple of interesting Nick Cave coming up here.
We're gonna make an interesting correlation. And if you've heard the Johnny Cash album American 3 Solitary Man, you know where we're going. It's not going to be a big surprise to you. But if you haven't and you're a Nick Cave fan, you're really going to be blown away by the song coming up after this one. But first, we're going
to
go.
We try to ramp you there, and sometimes, you know, instead of talking, you know, just do that, pal. But
let's get to it.
All right, no, let's do it. This is a real nice live coming from Sweden. It's the Sparkle Horses, the band, Mark Linkus. And one of my favorite songs, Gasoline Horses, off an earlier disc. And live like this, it's beautiful. So here it is.
Home, coming, queen. is ground down and dumb. My crooked spine becoming more brittle. What once grew straight and tall toward the sun is absorbing back down to dirt like a sponge.
It all began when they took me from my home and put me on death row, a crime for which I'm totally innocent, you know. I began to warm and chill to objects and their fields, a ragged cup, a twisted mop, the face of Jesus in my soup, those sinister dinner deals, the meal trolley's wicked wheels, a hook bone rising from my food, and all things either good or ungood. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. I hear stories from the chamber. Christ was born into a manger, and like some ragged stranger, he died upon the cross. Might I say it seems so fitting, in its way he was a carpenter by trade, or at least that's what I'm told. My kill hand's tattooed evil across its brother's fist. That filthy five, they did nothing to challenge or resist. In heaven his throne is made of gold, the ark of his testament is stowed, a throne from which I'm told all history does unfold. It's made of wood and wire, and my body is on fire, and God is never far away. Into the mercy seat I climb. My head is shaved, my head is wired, and like a moth that tries to enter the bright eye, I go shuffling out of life just to hide in death a while. And anyway, I never lie. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway I told the truth, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is burning, and I think my head is glowing, and in a way I'm hoping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway there was no proof, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is glowing, and I think my head is smoking, and in a way I'm hoping to be done with all these looks of disbelief. A life for a life and a truth for a truth, and I've got nothing left to lose, and I'm not afraid to die. And the mercy seat is smoking, and I think my head is melting, and in a way that's helping to be done with all this twisting of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and anyway told the truth, but I'm afraid I told a lie.
You know, you gotta just love Johnny Cash, man his age, covering Nick Cave's The Mercy Seat. That's from American 3, Solitary Man. And that one's going out to Ben, who called up. He wanted to hear Nick Cave's version of his own song, Mercy Seat, but we didn't do that. I messed with your request, Ben. And to make up for it, I'm gonna play something right now from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds off of the album Murder Ballads, which is just a very chilling disc overall. And this is Death Is Not the End, right here on Radio 1190. You're listening to Route 78 West. Stay tuned. Bob's Music Machine is coming up, and I think Jeff might be a man in the controls for a little while, and then it might be a little different this evening, but do stay tuned. Lots of great kind of garage sounds and psychedelic sounds. Well, we'll just see where it goes. Tune in next week from 5 to 7 for Route 78 West.
When you're sad and when you're lonely and you haven't got a friend, just remember the death is not the end.
And all that you held sacred falls down and does not mend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
When you're standing on the crossroads that you cannot comprehend, just remember that death is not the end. Heavy rains descend. Just remember that death is not the end.
And there's no one there to comfort you with a helping hand to lend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. For the tree of life is growing where the spirit never dies.
And the bright light of salvation up in dark and empty skies.
When the cities are on fire with the burning flesh, just remember that death is not the end.
When you search in vain to find some law-abiding citizen, just remember that death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end.
just remember that death is not the end.
Songs that I wrote, you know. You know, you gotta keep going, you know. You can't just.
Thank you. mixing machine queued up here. Starting right out here, we're going to have some interesting effects in the studio, I can guarantee it.